Page 14. Measure number 24-491. City of Salem. Taxes on wages and self-employment earnings to fund services. Question: shall city impose 0.814% tax on wages and earnings from self-employment performed within Salem to fund community safety services? Summary: if approved, measure would impose a tax on specified wages and self-employment earnings for work performed within Salem under the measure. Gross wages and net earnings from self-employment would be taxed at a rate of 0.814%. Wages, defined by ORS 316.162 sub 2, remuneration for services performed by an employee for an employer, including the cash value of all remuneration paid in any medium other than cash, exceptions, net earnings from self-employment defined by 1986 Internal Revenue Code. No tax for earnings at or below minimum wage or on earnings for work performed outside Salem. Employers required to withhold tax from employees' wages and remit quarterly to city. If employer fails to withhold, employees must remit tax to city. Self-employed people would be required to remit tax to the city. Use of revenue from the tax limited to administration of the tax and community safety services defined to mean police, fire, emergency medical services, 911 call service, code enforcement, and unsheltered services. City manager may make rules and interpret ordinances, issue penalties, and collect tax. Explanatory statement. The City of Salem did not submit an explanatory statement. Also on page 14, an argument in support of 24-491. Please join us by voting yes on measure 24-491, the Safe Salem Payroll Tax. This life-saving measure is urgently needed to maintain a safe and healthy community for all of us who live and work in Salem. Measure 24-491 ensures continued funding for our critical emergency services and our homelessness response, our navigation center, and three managed micro-shelter sites, which were started with one-time federal and state funds, will close without this, risking hundreds of our neighbors returning to the streets. Additionally, Salem's critical emergency services have been pushed to their limits by a combination of population growth and increased demand. Without Measure 24-491, Salem can't make needed investments in our police and fire. By stabilizing emergency response, we protect the funding for other core services that together make Salem a wonderful place to live. Opponents have stated that Measure 24-491 is new and confusing. We disagree. Salem is not the first to use a payroll tax to address critical budget deficits driven by Oregon's outdated property tax code. As city councilors, our commitment to voters is to make implementation of this program as straightforward and simple as possible. The process will be open and transparent to ensure everyone's voice is heard. We agree that this situation is deeply frustrating. Oregon has a broken property tax system which Salem alone cannot fix. But every year the city waits for the state to act will be another year of additional cuts that our community cannot afford. We have heard for years that homelessness and public safety are residents' top priorities. We ask now for your help in saving lives and our city. Please help us fund our successful SOS homeless response team, managed shelter sites, emergency response services, and protect our libraries, parks, and more. Let's continue to invest in our beautiful city. Vote yes on 24-491. Councilors Virginia Stapleton, Ward 1, Linda Nishoika, Ward 2, Trevor Phillips, Ward 3, Mickey Varney, Ward 8. This information furnished by Virginia Stapleton, the printing of this argument, does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 15, another argument in support. Measure 24-491 provides the services residents want. Salem residents have been sending the city the same clear message. Reducing homelessness and improving emergency services are top priorities. To make Salem thrive, first, make it safe. Salem can't meet community expectations without additional revenue. Is there really a budget crisis? Yes. By 2026, Salem's general fund deficit will reach nearly $28 million. Salem can't balance the budget without laying off police officers, firefighters, librarians, and other city workers that provide services we all depend on. What's causing the shortfall? It's not because Salem is spending too much. It's because property tax collection is limited by laws passed in the 1990s. The city can't keep up with inflation and the cost of new services that residents demand, like responding to homelessness. Plus, as Oregon's capital city, Salem has over $2 billion worth of untaxed property that contributes nothing for city services. More facts. Reducing homelessness requires long-term funding. Salem needs $9 million annually to continue those efforts, including critical downtown patrols, micro-shelters, and the Navigation Center. Closing these sites would set us back years. Salem is growing, and the demands of our emergency services are increasing faster than the funding can support them. Emergency response times are taking longer, and we can't risk them getting worse. Without Measure 24-491, every general fund program will face cuts. There is no way to balance a $28 million shortfall without cutting parks, libraries, and senior services, as well as police, fire, and homelessness response. Why the payroll tax? Revenue from the payroll tax grows as Salem grows. It's a way for the nearly 70,000 who commute to work here to pay their fair share. Lowest income earners are exempt. The City Council, Budget Committee, and Sustainable Revenue Task Force examined all other options and concluded a payroll tax was the best approach. Save Salem. Vote yes for a safe and thriving Salem. www.savesalem.org. This information furnished by Virginia Stapleton on behalf of the Committee to Save Salem. Also on page 15, continuing arguments in support. I believe in Salem, and I believe in Salem's future. We are a thriving and growing city with a vibrant downtown and a wonderful sense of community. And I am grateful Salem residents have made many investments which will help ensure we have a strong infrastructure to support a bright future. And now it's time to invest again to deliver the services a thriving city requires. In an ideal world, our existing property tax structure would support the services we need, but our system is broken. Until it's fixed, we need this payroll tax to help provide critical public safety services that will support our growing city. If there was a way to solve this problem without this measure, I would support it 100%. Unfortunately, given current state law, there is not. Thousands of individuals commute into Salem every day to help support our state government and other employers. But sadly, our largest employers, like the state of Oregon, don't pay property taxes. Residents of Salem are left to foot the bill. This tax will help share the burden of providing services with everyone who works here. This measure will provide vital firefighters, police officers, and homelessness response that our city demands. It will allow the city to maintain library services, parks, maintenance, and other critical general fund programs that make our city a great place to live. I encourage you to join me in supporting Measure 24-491, the Safe Salem Payroll Tax. Thank you, Chris Hoy, Mayor of Salem. This information furnished by Chris Hoy. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 16, beginning arguments in opposition to 24-491. Taxpayers Association of Oregon says, vote no on Salem's unfair payroll tax, 24-491. The politicians are coming after the working people of Salem with an outrageous and unfair payroll tax. Vote no. This tax will cost many Salem workers $500 a year. This tax is on top of a 60% utility fee increase for single-family homes. This tax is on top of a 40% utility fee increase for apartments, effective in July. This tax is on top of high inflation, which recently hit a 40-year high. Enough is enough. This tax will cost many Salem workers almost 2 months of groceries. The people of Salem are struggling. While Salem says they don't have enough money for public safety, they found enough to subsidize a cheap, no-frills airline to fly people out of Salem to Las Vegas. Vote no on Salem's payroll tax. We can't afford it. Taxpayers Association of Oregon says no. Join the movement to lower taxes and cut government waste. Follow us on our news website, OregonWatchdog.com. This information furnished by Jason Williams on behalf of Taxpayers Association of Oregon. Also on page 16, Taxpayers Association of Oregon says vote no on Salem's unfair payroll tax, 24-491. High taxes create poverty. According to a February analysis, by CNBC, Oregon has the highest effective income tax rate of all 50 states for income taxes on the middle class. Adding taxes to Oregon's already high taxes will create more poverty, more homeless, more foreclosures, more laid-off workers, more small businesses leaving Salem. High taxes create poverty. Join the movement to lower taxes and cut government waste. Follow us on our news website, OregonWatchdog.com. This information printed by Jason Williams on behalf of Taxpayers Association of Oregon. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 17, continuing arguments in opposition. The Oregon Small Business Association opposes 24-491. 24-491 is a payroll nightmare for small businesses. Salem's payroll tax only applies to work done within city limits. That means small business owners and their workers will have to keep extensive and detailed records of the location where they are working and the duration spent at that location. Otherwise, Salem may tax all their wages. Not only do small businesses have to collect the tax, they also have to pay accountants extra money to make sure they're in compliance. That's a waste of money. All of these taxes, costs, and new rules make it hard for local family-owned Salem shops to compete with national online corporations. Small business needs help, not harm. Vote no on 24-491 and spare small businesses the payroll nightmare. This information is furnished by T.J. Riley on behalf of Oregon Small Business Association. Also at page 17... Protect Salem workers. Vote no on Salem's costly payroll tax, measure 24-491. By 2022, Salem's leaders had created a ballooning government with all-time high tax revenues and more permanent city employees than at any point in our history. But this summer, Mayor Chris Hoy and City Councilors Virginia Stapleton, Linda Nishkoya, and Trevor Phillips and Mickey Varney voted to tax the working people of Salem even more. We need better leadership in Salem, and we need to vote no on Measure 24-491. Led by Virginia Stapleton, the Committee to Save Salem is spreading fear of possible layoffs at the fire station and cuts to police, along with closure of library and restricted access to parks. We've heard this kind of refrain before, and no doubt we'll hear it again. These emotional arguments are made to hide the city of Salem's long-term failure to be fiscally responsible. Now they are facing tough budgeting decisions and are too cowardly to take action, so they are passing the bill to you. Under this proposed payroll tax, the average Salem worker will pay over $500 a year to compensate for the inability of our leaders to prepare a responsible budget using record tax revenue. How is it fair to force families with two working parents to reduce their budgets by over $1,000 per year because the city cannot responsibly budget? The worst part is there is nothing to stop them from increasing this payroll tax again at any time without voter approval. We need our leaders to take ownership of the mess they've made and look for solutions without putting the burden on working Salem families. Make no mistake, this payroll tax will not solve our city's penchant for wasteful spending. With no regard for funding the basics such as police and fire services, it will merely hurt working families who cannot afford another tax and delay any real reforms. Please vote no on Measure 24-491. This information furnished by Joel Rumrill on behalf of Marion Polk First PAC. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 18, final argument in opposition. Defeat the tax on Salem workers. Vote no on Measure 24-491. $1,000 plus in new taxes per family. Measure 24-491 would increase taxes on a two-worker household earning Salem's annual average wage by over $1,000. No cap on future tax increases. Get ready to pay even more. If Measure 24-491 is adopted, the Salem City Council could increase the tax at any time without a vote of the people. Inflation is crushing Salem residents, but the Salem City Council wants more of your money anyway. Measure 24-491 would raise nearly $30 million per year in new taxes at a time when residents can least afford it. The tax will hurt small businesses. Salem area businesses are already struggling to recover from the pandemic. Measure 24-491 will make things even harder. It's costly, it's an administrative nightmare, and it will make it harder to attract and retain workers. The Salem City budget is bigger than ever. The city is already projected to collect record tax revenues from Salem residents. Measure 24-491 is a blank check to a city government with a never-ending appetite for more of your hard-earned money. Little accountability for how money will be spent. Measure 24-491 provides little in the way of accountability for how the new tax revenues will be spent. Salem politicians don't need another slush fund paid for by our tax dollars. It's time for the city to live within its means. It's not fair to punish small businesses and working families with new taxes when the city should be managing its resources better. Join thousands of Salem residents and vote no on Measure 24-491. More information available at www.nosalempayrolltax.com. This information furnished by Preston Mann on behalf of Defeat the Tax on Salem Workers. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statement made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.